Rejoicing hope. In Romans 5, verse 5, we read, "Hope does not disappoint." While in Jeremiah 17, we read, "Blessed is the man whose hope is in the Lord." Isaiah 26 tells us, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts you." While in 2 Timothy 1 verse 12 we read, "I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day." There is much in life's circumstances that gives the believer pain. There is much in the world in which he lives that causes him distress. The injustices of life, the sufferings of so many, the neglect of the truths of God, the rejection of the love of the Father, the compromise of the gift of salvation, the venomous hatred of the giver of salvation, oh, the ignorance of so many who've never heard his word of salvation. Oh yes, there is much in life's circumstances that gives the believer pain. There is much in the world in which he lives that causes him distress. But in the bleak darkness of this fallen world shines the steady flame of hope. Hope that consoles to the heart of the distressed believer. Hope that brightens the steely skies. Hope that uplifts the downcast spirit. Hope that ministers to the wounded soul. Oh, let there be hope today. Let your heart be glad, for blessed is the man whose hope is in the Lord. But hope is not an optimistic outlook or positive thinking. And hope is not a vain desire, an empty wish, or self-induced feeling. Hope is the believer's grace that is found upon certain stable facts. Hope has its roots entwined in the truth of God's holy word. Hope has its foundation firmly set on the rock of our salvation. Hope rests on the nature and arm of Almighty God. Hope stands on the promise and character of the Lord Most High. Hope believes in his fundamental goodness and eternal wisdom. Hope reflects back over his never-failing goodness and his immeasurable mercies. Hope looks steadily ahead to the promised fulfillment of his word of the kingdom. Hope believes the prophecies of the judgment of the wicked. Hope trusts in his love for the blessing of the godly. Hope promises of a creation subdued under the kingship of the Lord of glory. Oh, and hope rejoices in a heaven where sorrow and distress flee away, and where the Lord shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Oh, believer, make him your hope. Find your trust and your hope in him. Fix your heart unstintingly on the Lord, if you will discover your hope in him, and you will not be shaken with the passing events, and you will not be overwhelmed by the abundance of human failures, and you will not sink down into the miry clay of the slough of despond. For he has confirmed his sovereign word with an oath. He has bound himself to us with an everlasting covenant. He has established the eternal love of the Father towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yes, and he placed us in Christ. Yes, and he seated us together with him in heavenly places, that we should be joint heirs with him in his coming kingdom. He has bestowed on us unbreakable promises and an unchangeable truth. Hope rejoices. For my expectation, my hope, is from him. Hope does not disappoint, for blessed is the man whose hope is in the Lord. Let us lift up our voice and sing with the sweet psalmist of Israel, who reminds us, hope in God, and to hope in his salvation, and to hope in his word. Let us delight in the reassuring words of the apostle to the Gentiles, who excites us that our hope, our joy, and our crown of rejoicing is rejoicing in the presence of our Lord Jesus at his coming to set up his kingdom. Our rejoicing is in Christ alone. Praise his wonderful name. We read, thus God, determining to show more abundantly to his heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. And this hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest for ever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Eternal life is not the hope which we may or may not receive. Eternal life is not an inheritance which we may or may not obtain. Eternal life is not a reward or a prize. It's a gift. Eternal life is a free gift of God, already bestowed on all believers. Oh, but remember, he is soon coming to set up his kingdom, and has indeed set a hope before all believers, the hope of his heavenly kingdom, where overcomers will one day rule and reign with him. The promise of an earthly kingdom, with Israel as the head and not the tail of the earthly nations. Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to every man according as he has done. So run in such a way that you may obtain the prize.